البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمه
وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. أما بعد. My dearly respected brothers and sisters, we continue tonight with the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed from Sahih al-Bukhari. And we are currently going through or discussing the chapter which Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah has dedicated to proving the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal from speech. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is the creed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, speaks with a voice that is heard. And he allows whoever he wants from his creation, from the angels and the prophets, to hear his voice. And this is what Imam al-Bukhari has been discussing in this chapter. And tonight we take the next hadith regarding this chapter. And that is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Unais رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه, who mentioned and said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the slaves and call them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the slaves and call them with a voice which will be heard by those who are far, just as those who are close hear it. Allah will call them with a voice that is heard by those who are far, just as those who are close hear it. And He will say, I am the King, I am the Dayan, the one who recompenses. So this hadith, my dear brothers, is as clear as the sun. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Allah gathers the creation and He calls them with a voice. So this affirms the voice for Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who are far can hear it just as those who are close can hear it. And He says to them, I am the King, I am the Dayyan. This hadith, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned it in a number of places in his Sahih. And this particular hadith is the hadith which the great companion Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma traveled the distance of 1 month in order to collect it from the other companion Abdullah ibn Unais. And this is something amazing. It's amazing to us, but it was normal to them. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, what did he do? He traveled, my brothers, 1 month to collect this particular hadith from Abdullah ibn Unais. And this shows you the value of knowledge to the companions and how important knowledge was to them, that they were willing to travel 1 month. And when we say travel 1 month, brothers, we're not talking in cars or aeroplanes or whatever else. This is on the back of beasts and walking throughout the heat of deserts and whatever else. For what? To collect a hadith. This shows you the difference of the people in the early generations compared to people today, whose knowledge is put for them on a golden platter, and yet they do not seek knowledge. Knowledge is offered to them in every way, and yet you find them in deep ignorance. Because Some people make no effort and have no care for seeking knowledge. So if Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you, my dear brother, and wallahi it's a blessing. If Allah blesses you with the opportunity to seek knowledge and to learn His religion, then know that Allah wants good for you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who does not speak from his whims and desires, he is the one who said, "May yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din." Whoever Allah wants good for him gives him understanding of the religion. So if you find yourself making an effort to learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, be thankful that Allah wants good for you. Because ignorance in Islam, especially of Allah's laws, is not a good thing. It is a sign that Allah does not want good for that person. So we should always be encouraged and motivated to learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be shy. The truth is, we should be shy. That knowledge is available at our feet, and yet we do not seek it. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, look, they will travel a month, and the Salaf would travel in order to learn their deen. So this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will gather the slaves, and that takes place on the Day of Judgment. And that's why one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Hashr, the Day of Gathering. Why? Because it's the day Allah gathers the creation. He gathers them in one spot, in one place, in order to judge them. And that's why it is called the Day of Gathering also. He said, and Allah will call the creation with a voice. Allah will call them with a voice. Because the word in Arabic, nida, which is call, it cannot occur except with a voice. You cannot call something or someone except with a voice that is heard. So this hadith proves the attribute of voice for Allah Azza wa Jal, that He speaks with a voice that is heard. And this is from the clearest proofs that Allah Azza wa Jal is heard and His voice is heard. And His voice is not like the voice of the creation. This is an important point that we emphasize. The voice of Allah is not like the voice of the creation, because Allah, nothing resembles Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like Allah. And how do we know that the voice of Allah is not like the voice of the creation? Because in the same hadith, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? Those who are far can hear him just like those who are close. But the voice of the creation has a limit. If you can hear me, the person down the road cannot hear me. The person in another country cannot hear me. Yeah? But Allah Azza wa Jal, the hadith says, those who are far can hear him just like those who are close. And that shows that the voice of Allah Azza wa Jal is not like the creation's voice. But we affirm it, that Allah has a voice which is heard, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed it for him, and Allah affirmed it for himself. And there are many verses, my brothers and sisters, which affirm the nida, the calling from Allah. So if Allah calls, He is obviously addressing the creation and they can hear Him. Like the verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى. And when your Lord called Musa, what does this mean? That Allah called him and Musa heard Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he said, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, the day he will call them. And there's up to 10 verses in the Quran which mention the nida for Allah, that Allah calls. So all of this is proof, my brothers and sisters, that Allah speaks with a voice that is heard. And that's why we understand that when the deviant sect from the Asha'ira, and the Mu'tazila and whoever else followed their path, when they say that Allah does not speak with a voice that is heard, we know that this is falsehood. Because the clear texts of the Quran and the Sunnah prove that Allah speaks with a voice that is heard. And when we return to the pious predecessors, we find that they all affirmed this attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the early Islam, there was a big battle between Ahlul Sunnah and the people of innovation. The people of innovation would deny that Allah speaks with a voice that is heard, and that they would say that His call is what is the command that He creates in His creation, like what He creates in Jibreel. And that's why Imam al-Bukhari has mentioned these chapters to refute these people. And if we take others from the Salaf, like one of the Salaf by the name of Abdul Wahhab, from the Salaf, he said, whoever claims that Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam without a voice, then he is a Jahmi. Whoever claims that Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam without a voice that Musa heard, then he is a Jahmi. A Jahmi meaning a follower of the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah were the first sect that came out in early Islam to deny the attributes of Allah. They're called the Jahmiyyah. So the Jahmis, or the Jahmiyyah, are the first sect who came out to deny the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change the attributes of Allah. Okay? So this man from the Salaf is saying, whoever claims that Allah spoke to Musa without a voice, then he is a Jahmi, an enemy to Allah and an enemy to Islam. They were very firm on this. He is an enemy to Allah and an enemy to Islam. So Abu Abdullah from the Salaf, who heard these words, he smiled and said, how beautiful are his words. Because this was the belief of the Muslims. And he also said, whoever claims that Allah did not speak to Musa alayhi salam directly has disbelieved in Allah. Whoever claims that Allah did not speak to Musa alayhi salam has disbelieved in Allah and has belied the Quran and rejected what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Because how can they say Allah did not speak to Musa when Allah Himself in the Quran says He spoke to Musa? So denying that Allah spoke to Musa is belying the Quran. And belying the Quran takes a person out of the fold of Islam, even a single verse. And we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal continues to speak whenever He pleases. Because speech is one of the attributes of Allah. He does it whenever He pleases. Then Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah mentioned the next hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah commands something, when Allah commands something in the heaven, the angels beat their wings in obedience to His statement, which sounds like that of a chain dragged over a rock. This is the next hadith in Bukhari. When Allah commands something, the angels in the heavens begin to beat their wings. When they hear the command of Allah, they beat their wings, which sounds like a chain being dragged over a rock. This is what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith. So once again, my brothers, as you can see, a clear hadith that when Allah commands something, the angels hear it and then they begin to beat their wings. So this is another clear proof that Allah's command is from His speech. He says it and the malaika hear it. And that's why they beat their wings. And this happened when Allah orders a thing to occur by speaking and commanding it to the angels. The Prophet ﷺ said the angels beat with their wings in obedience to his command. And this is proof that the angels hear his voice and they hear his words. And this is what Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah intended here from the hadith. That Allah's words are heard from him because he speaks with a voice literally. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words which are spoken and heard must be with a voice, a salt. And that's why the hadiths affirm the salt for Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels, they lower themselves out of humility to Allah when they hear his words. Because the beating of the wings is a sign of humility, humbling themselves from when they hear the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they beat their wings out of humbleness before Allah azza wa jal. And this is dalil that they hear his words. The next hadith is the hadith where Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated and said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah never listens to anything as he listens to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran in a pleasant, sweet sounding voice. Then one of the companions of Abu Huraira said, he means reciting the Quran loud. This is a beautiful hadith. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, there is nothing that Allah listens to from the creation the way he listened to the Prophet reciting Quran. This is what Allah loves to hear the most. The Quran being recited from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is nothing Allah listens to the way he listens to the Quran being recited from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's voice. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said, what this means is Allah does not listen to anything the way he listens to the recitation of a prophet when he recites loudly. And that is because the Prophet's recitation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has combined two things. It has combined a beautiful voice, because the Prophets are complete in their creation. So why does Allah love to hear the Quran from the Anbiya or from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because it is accompanied with a beautiful voice and with complete khashya, complete tranquility from the Prophet ﷺ. And these are two things that Allah loves in the recitation. Number one, for the voice to be beautified. Number two, khashya, tranquility in the recitation. And since the Prophet ﷺ was the most beautiful of the creation, so he had that complete aspect of the beautiful voice. And secondly, he was the most of khashya to Allah Azza wa Jal when reciting the Quran. So Allah loved to hear his recitation the most. And that's why he said Allah does not listen to anything the way he listens to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he hears the voices of all the creation. Allah hears everyone and everything. He even hears what's in your heart. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hears the obedient and he hears the disobedient. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, Subhana, glory be to the one whose hearing extends all voices. Aisha radiallahu anha, what did she say? Glory be to the one whose hearing extends all voices.
And when did Aisha radiallahu anha say this? She said this after the verses were revealed in Surah Al-Mujadila. Surah Al-Mujadila, as we know, the opening verses, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Yeah? Allah Azza wa Jal opened Surah Al-Mujadila with the verses that Allah has heard the saying of the lady who debates with you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and she is complaining to you about her husband, or complaining to Allah about her husband. Because a lady, she came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam complaining to him about her husband. She was having problems with her husband. Then Allah revealed the verse that Allah has heard the conversation that took place between you and that lady that came complaining about her husband. Aisha radiallahu anha, what did she say? She said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to that lady, when they had that conversation, Aisha said, radiallahu anha, there was nothing between me and them except a curtain. Yeah? There was nothing between me and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that lady except a curtain. Aisha said, I did not hear their conversation, but Allah from above the heavens heard their conversation. This shows you how magnificent Allah is and how great Allah is. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing passes Him. Everything you do and everything you say, Allah sees it and He hears it. Nothing surpasses Him. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha said, when she heard those verses come down, she said, Subhanallah. Subhan the one whose hearing extends all voices. I could not hear their conversation this close. And Allah from above the heavens heard their conversation. But even though Allah hears everything, the way He listens to the believer in His ibadah is much greater. Allah loves it more, so He loves to listen to it more. So Allah hears your worship. And when the kafir disobeys Allah, Allah hears it. But the way He listens to you as a mu'min is different to how He would listen to the kafir. Even though He hears them all, but He loves hearing you as a believer in your worship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not engaged in any matter or recite any of the Quran, and you people do not do any deed except that we are witnesses over you when you are involved in it. Allah says He is a witness over everything. And Allah's hearing to the recitation of the prophets is even greater. That's what He loves to hear the most. The tilawa of the Quran from the Anbiya and from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the hadith indicates that we are encouraged to beautify the voice when reciting Quran to the best of your ability. And it shows that hearing only occurs to words with a voice. And that is what Imam al-Bukhari intended here. Even though the hadith is talking about Allah hearing our voice, or the voice of the Prophet ﷺ, he put the hadith here to show that hearing of someone's words is hearing their words that comes from a voice. So the ahadith that speak about hearing Allah indicates to him having a voice. That's why Imam al-Bukhari mentioned this here. So the Quran, which Allah loves to hear from His servants, Allah spoke it Himself. The Quran that you recite is the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal Himself spoke with His voice that was heard by Jibreel alayhi salam, who then revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, next week we will continue with this chapter with the next hadith. Wallahu a'lam
وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.